Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you today, Rachel?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's Adelaide?
Adelaide is incredibly cold. I think we just got winter immediately this week.
I hate that. The quick snap, the cold snap that just comes.
Yes, I think everyone's getting sick now.
I understand. I feel that. But it's been an exciting week for you guys because the budget has been released.
Yeah, it was released on Tuesday night, and it's the last one before the next federal election. So,
right, so big
it was
stuff.
Very much a budget to try and make as many people happy as possible.
Have they done that? Have they achieved that?
Well, they've definitely made baby boomers happy.
Right.
There's sort of been a lot of targeting of the middle class and baby boomers to try and get the maximum votes. There's been massive tax cuts, so I think they're trying to make it so that basically anyone earning from about 37k to 180k will end up with the same tax, which I think cuts tax by about 5% over the next sort of 7 years or so.
Oh, wow.
And they've also taken $65 billion away from company tax, so companies are now paying significantly less tax on the idea that they will then pass that on to their workers.
So is there now just like two tax brackets or something?
I think it's going to be a very long process to get there, but I think that's basically what they're doing, is they're trying to massively expand the middle tax bracket, which I guess means that the more you're earning in Australia, the better your tax cuts from this budget are going to be.
Yeah. Wow. So baby boomers are excited. Who else is benefiting or perhaps not benefiting?
Well, the people who are definitely not benefiting are young people. Now, there's been a lot of talk before the budget that Newstart, which is our social security, especially for unemployed young people, needed to be increased because people are currently living on about $40 a day.
Wow.
And there's been no increase in that, despite recommendations that even $50 extra a week could sort of be the difference between someone not being able to afford rent and food at the same time and actually being able to function and do better in job searching. But they've neglected to do that, and that's made a lot of people not very happy.
I also see that there's been a funding freeze for the national broadcaster ABC.
Yes, this is something that often seems to be happening at the moment. There's a lot of, questioning of the ABC, which is, considered by a lot of people to be the true impartial broadcaster,
right,
because it's got that in its charter. It has to be impartial, and it really has to question the government, and it doesn't have the corporate interests of other media organisations.
Mm.
But there's been a lot of attacks from the far right, because while the right wing's been in power, it's sort of been questioning the government a lot more than it's been questioning the opposition.
Right, so this question to its credibility, and that's why they're giving the funding freeze to them?
Yes, which is a bit of a double-edged sword, because the less they have in funding, the harder it is for them to really do quality, balanced journalism.
Oh, when I read that, it hurts as a journalist to see that.
Yeah, me too, especially trying to find a job in the media
sector.
Oh,
absolutely. I also see that the dual citizenship saga has claimed another victim, or two victims,
yeah,
rather.
Yeah, it's actually claimed five victims.
Which, you're kidding.
We're hoping these are the last ones.
I think it's going to come out that everybody is dual citizen, and they're just going to have to get a new government altogether.
Yeah, well, we're really, really thinking that these might be the last people to kick out. So there was a Labor senator, Katie Gallagher. She went to the High Court, and the High Court ruled that she didn't renounce her British citizenship in time to run for the most recent election. And that set a precedent that meant that there are four members of parliament in the lower house that also needed to resign on the same grounds. So we've now got a senator who needs to be replaced and four people in the House of Representatives.
Oh my goodness. I mean, if we just kind of go back to the start of the reason for this, what is the reasoning behind getting rid of people that have dual citizenship? What's the fear what's the fear of that they might bring to government that could be dangerous?
Well, I guess this is one of the issues with the Australian Constitution is that it was written a while ago, and in the Constitution you can't have dual citizens on the concept that they would bring their other
country's interest, right,
in and influence things, which is a little concerning considering that was written when we were a lot more attached to Britain than we are now.
Yes.
And
yes,
now people are being removed for being dual citizens with Britain.
Mm, and when our countries are both extremely multicultural, and it seems a kind of slap in the face to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess because it was the British dual citizens and the New Zealand dual citizens that were questioned, a lot of people, I guess, not being visibly multicultural,
yes,
never
right,
even questioned whether or not they were Australian enough to run for Parliament in Australia.
Mm. And finally, sexual assault has become a topic of conversation after a television documentary has been aired.
Yes, so it was a television documentary on the ABC, which I guess is still making pretty quality journalism as it stands.
Mm.
And it was about a girl called Saxon Mullins who was involved in a very high-profile rape trial in 2013 when she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through, her perpetrator, I guess, was found guilty, and then about 11 months later there was an appeal and he was found not guilty, not on the basis that she did consent, but on the basis that he couldn't have known that she didn't consent.
Right.
And it sort of raised a lot of questions because the details of the case to a lot of people made it seem like there was no way that he could have not known that she wasn't consenting. But
right,
legally, as it stands, they ruled that that wasn't the case.
Has there been sort of much backlash from this, or I suppose social media vocalities?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a lot of people saying that they're going to conduct reviews into consent laws in different states to make
right,
sure that they're really, I guess, taking a modern approach on what consent is, whether it goes a little bit further than just not hearing the word no.
Exactly right, yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. And I think next week we will have our budget, so it'll be interesting to know we'll see sort of some similarities and differences perhaps from the two budgets.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rachel.
All right, see ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.